everybody. Welcome to Personality Hires, your weirdest coworkers failing podcast. And I'm here today, and we're back, by the way. I'm here with Jackson.
Hello.
Hey.
Damn it. I'm already messing up as the host. Jackson, I stepped all over him, but whatever. Here's what
That's
happened.
Okay.
There's been a coup d'etat, and guess who's in power now? Guess who's got all the power? The lowest, at one point, the lowest man on the totem pole. Look at him now. He's wearing a crown. And I fired everybody. I rehired Jackson, and I allowed Abby on as a guest.
Who would have thought? And Mikey, look, your hair looks so good.
Thanks. I told my barber to take me back like 2 months, and he took me back to second grade. He gave me like exactly what he had on his head. All right, should we address what's been going on?
Yeah,
the address fact the drama.
We were sick of Rebecca changing her pronouns, so we had to kick her out.
Yeah, we were like, enough of this nonsense. The hair, the everything has got to go.
I mean, how long have we been gone? 3 weeks?
We've been gone for a minute. The people are yearning for Personality Hires.
We'll see after this news. We'll see if they want to stick around. But yes, I'm the man in power. I'm the new host. How's that? How do you guys feel being under my thumb?
Well, considering it was kind of my idea, I feel great about it.
Considering the fact that you texted me privately that begging me to come back and that you
Please.
Couldn't do it by yourself.
This kingdom won't survive.
I feel pretty good, too.
Who's going to feed the horses? All right. Yeah. All right. Well, real talk here. We are reducing down to me and Jackson with Rebecca and Abby as rotating guests. Now, Abby, would you like to speak on that at all? Where did this all come from? How have these last 2 or 3 weeks been for you?
Well, first of all, Mikey sent me this text. Like, it was paragraphs and paragraphs long, just like disparaging women and how like.
Oh, and this is last episode of Abby guesting.
I sent that to you. He's done that to the other Abby.
Mikey's like, listen, men are the natural born leaders. They deserve to be in power. So I'm taking the mic from you. It's obvious we've all been through some big life changes, and we have just had behind the scenes conversations about like, what do we want the direction of the podcast to go in? Like, how do we want to move forward? And we threw out a couple of ideas. Like, I think we were going to maybe reduce down to like recording twice just to accommodate people's schedules and work-life balances and whatever. And at one point we were going to do what I do think is still like a fun idea. We were going to live stream and have people jump on board and like comment and be in a discussion with us. And I think that would have been a lot of fun. And then I think it just became very like evident that like exactly what we predicted was going to happen. And it's that like our lives are fragmenting so much, which is kind of sad. I'll put that out there. Like I really do not want to come on and give the big PR answer of like, and everything's fine. And like, it's going to be just like, it's going to be different. And I think that's because our lives are different. We all have different jobs. I was just at a networking event and someone said, oh, I love your podcast. And I look at them and I go, which one? Like, I never know. When people say that, like, I never know what podcast they're talking about. And so.
Which one was it?
Not this one.
Ouch.
See, look at that. In the past, she used to promote her podcast on here. And now she's like, they're going to need all the help they can get. We can't send them anywhere else.
And so I think that's a really great anecdote as to why I'm just taking a step back is like, I have so many projects that I don't feel like I'm doing well at. Like, I feel like I'm doing too many things not exceptionally. And I don't like that. I don't want to show up as like a half-assed version of myself. And I think that for me, like, just taking a step back is going to be better for you guys because you and Jackson just riff so well. And you, like, this I feel like would be a really great creative outlet for you guys. I have other platforms where I can tell stories that sometimes I feel like I come on Personality Hires and I go, I don't know what to talk about because I already talked about it on Unfiltered, my other podcast with Scotty. You can go listen to that wherever you want.
Damn
to.
Damn it, she also promoted it. I told you not to do that.
Also, I have a Substack and I'm on the radio. Like, people can find me. Do you know what I mean? Like, they'll find me. And you know, I think it'll be just be more fun to jump on when it's a good time rather than.
Do you know what I like is, yeah. I like that you just said it's a good creative outlet for us. That's like what you say to a kid whenever you give him a bunch of crayons. It's like, that's what a creative outlet is.
I'm giving you guys busy work, but no, we're all good. I think the bottom line is the whole TLDR of that long run on spiel is I got a lot of like stuff and I need less stuff. So I'm taking a step back, but it's not because I don't love these guys any less. I'm just kind of like, I don't know. I feel like I'm just a little spread thin, if I'm being honest.
For sure. And like 2 weeks ago, we were kind of still being like, all right, yeah, well, we're gonna keep on doing this thing. And it just kept on crumbling more and more. And just like communication kept on getting worse to the point where Rebecca would just go onto the group text and be like, it's never going to happen. This ain't going to work. And I'm the only one being like, it has to work. We've been doing this for too long.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it was obvious something was about to split. And yes, Rebecca is not here. I don't know why. She has some kind of birthday party or nonsense.
Well, no, this is totally what Abby was talking about. We're like coordinating this thing for all of us who have very busy personal schedules every week turned into us postponing or changing our recording date literally every single week.
This is
a prime example of Rebecca was supposed to, well, we would have loved her to be here today. This is like part of the issue of trying to find time for us to all prioritize this and make it a thing. And then of course, like we wanted to have her on today and then she was busy with other things, which is totally fine. And she was also feeling a little burnt out, I think, and wanted to take a step back too. She made that very clear to us, which is okay. She's obviously more than welcome to come back and guest whenever she wants, but like
that was right after she called you the racial slur, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a tough day.
You know.
Yeah, but it's I don't know. I just didn't want to stop doing this whatsoever. I was like, this is like the most fun thing that I get to do professionally. And that's why I refused to let it die, which was probably pretty annoying for everybody who wanted it to die. But
all the haters are like, damn it.
It's actually talking more about you guys. But yeah, but I think it's going to be different moving forward, but I think it'll be good. And Abby and Rebecca know it's an open invite at any moment. But hey. We're not gonna come on there and say, Abby, we need you this week. You gotta hit us up. You gotta send a letter to the kingdom.
I gotta write a letter and be like, dear Mike, remember that podcast I used to do with you and Jackson and Rebecca? Can I come back on it, please?
You be interested in having me on your podcast?
I'm like, I'm like, I don't think I've talked enough this week during my 5-hour radio show and the other things that I do. Like, I'm just ready to yap.
Yeah. I don't have that outlet. I need to yap.
Do you? Jackson's the most silent in our group chat. I'm like, I'm literally like tagging him in text. I'm like, Jackson, thoughts? Earth to Jackson? Where's Jackson?
Yeah.
I'm putting it in Google Translate. I'm putting it in Korean. I'm like.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, from a personal level, this all happened at a very bad time where I have not been the most communicative, not only to you guys, but across the board in everything for myself. So apologies there, but I'm getting back into the swing of things. And so I've been more responsive lately. But yes, I did go a little dark there for a little while.
You had a 2% increase of like never responding to liking some person's message in the group chat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Jackson also, he sent me one text today after like 4 weeks now, and I've texted him like 72 times now. I'm just like, he's listening. Get him
while he's here. Yeah. Yeah. There's some stuff, but we're fine.
But bigger and better things, right? Much better.
Bigger and newer things.
Oh no, yeah, no, it's gonna be a good time and we're gonna have them on all the damn time, so it's gonna be like nothing changed. Jackson, before we quit the podcast, we had something very fun planned that I was really excited about. Now I'd like to revisit that.
Yeah. So there's been a trend going on the social spheres of modern day robberies. And what they mean by robberies are like things that you feel like you're getting robbed in by doing, or just by a product of how it is. That's a terrible way to explain this.
Perfect, Jackson. Let's name some.
So
this is going really well, you guys.
Honestly, so I don't even know if this is much of a trend, more so like a couple super viral videos, because I've looked it up since then, and it's just basically people recirculating the same ones. So the biggest examples that this one person has given, and we can obviously give them credit, but it's like water not helping something that's spicy
food, yeah.
Right? You would think that water should help out with spicy food, but it doesn't. Ergo, you've been robbed.
So this is a really long, convoluted way of saying things that don't make sense but should.
There you go.
Fuck. All right,
you're
hired. Yeah,
you know what? You're back.
Put me back on the payroll.
I'm going to be taking a backseat from here on out.
I thought the example that I liked was bullseye not being the highest score in darts. Like, it's actually the triple three, or triple 20. Yeah. So that's a good example.
So I figured it'd probably be a great idea for us to come up with our own robberies and, you know, get a taste for that. So, Mikey, you prepared some, right?
I got some. I'm going to start with my hottest one.
Okay.
Here we go. This one's hot. Speakers being called speakers. Start it over. Speakers being called speakers and not hearers, and microphones being called microphones and not speakers. You should speak into a speaker, and you should hear out of a hearer. Come on, roll with me.
I disagree.
What do you mean?
I don't think so either.
A microphone is not speaking, though. Like, you.
No, you speak into a microphone.
Yeah, you speak into the microphone, but the microphone shouldn't be called a speaker because the microphone's not speaking. I'm the speaker.
Is a microphone microphoning? I don't think so.
No, it's.
Oh, wait. Does that go against my argument?
It's a bit recorded. Right? Yeah. I think it being called something like a recorder or maybe a voice amplifier. Like, we can get really complicated here. But
there we go.
Take microphones out of it. Speakers should be called hearers.
Speaker.
Give me that. At least give me that. You can't
argue
that.
No, because the speaker is speaking. So, like, that makes sense.
A speaker should be speaking into a microphone. Wait, I think I'm getting myself here.
You remember the segment you did on the Burt Show a while back where you said that you can't combine two foods and they'll be bad? Like, this was, do you guys remember that? Like, you believe that anytime you combine two foods, it tasted poorly. Do you remember that?
Yeah, that's my theory.
Yes, I know. That's exactly what I'm trying to say. Is this one of those things that I think it makes sense in your head, but then when you vocalize it, I'm like, no, I don't. No.
Okay, slow everything down. Name me two things that are better together.
Like a.
No. Wait.
I was like, okay.
Condiments, which mean condiments and toppings don't count.
Okay. Meat and bread.
Yeah.
Let's start there.
Sandwich.
Meat and cheese.
No, bread is a condiment.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
What? You can't just change the rules.
That's what I mean. Yes. Like the math
bread
is not
a
math.
Cheese is 100% a condiment. Name me another.
Chicken and waffles.
Chocolate and strawberries.
Strawberries are condiments. What was yours, Abby?
Literally, they're not. chicken and waffles.
Yeah, chicken's the condiment. Actually, no, that's just not good. I don't want those together. All right, I got my point across. Jackson, you got a robbery.
Yeah, can I get us back on track to an actual robbery?
Yeah.
All right, how about how scratching a mosquito bite makes it worse and is not actually better?
No, it feels good in the moment, though.
It does feel good, but you're not supposed to do it because it makes it worse.
Yeah.
That's a robbery.
If it makes it feel better, it should make it feel better permanently instead of just like scratching the itch. Okay. Understandable. Fair.
Well, I got to say, there's actually a scientific explanation for that one.
Itching is a condiment.
The microbiome of your skin is protein acids connected together. And whenever you itch, you're actually breaking those amino acids. So.
the fuck?
Okay.
Did that sound almost real or no?
Oh, is that not real? I was about to say, I'm like, you got me.
Yeah, I believed it.
All right. Hey, pretty good then. Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Dar es Salaam Investment Bank, 2007. Guard inside Baghdad stole $282 million during the Iraq War.
That is, in fact, a robbery.
Biggest robbery of all time, baby. All right. Pickles being in the condiment aisle instead of the canned vegetable aisle.
Oh, now we're going to talk condiment semantics.
Do you want to hear something crazy? Pickles are vegetables. Pickles are not vegetables.
Gonna have to disagree with you there.
Pickles are a fruit.
Google it.
You're a fruit. Yeah, don't stick them with the trashy items like ketchup and mustard for convenience. They have earned a respectable spot in the upper echelon of the grocery store society. You don't think pickles are a vegetable? They're green.
It's like a fact.
They're green.
Have you ever met a kiwi before? Have you ever seen a kiwi?
Is the inside of a kiwi green? I don't know what it looks like.
Yeah,
yes, they are.
Is pickle vegetable?
I don't know if you know, but pickles are cucumbers.
They are culinarily a vegetable. So, wait, cucumbers are not vegetables?
Cucumbers are fruits.
All right, well, they're botanically a fruit and culinarily a vegetable. I was speaking culinarily, of course.
Oh, of course.
Naturally,
okay.
How could we forget?
Yeah. My bad. Okay.
Jackson, biggest robberies of all time.
All right. How about the capital of New York not being New York City?
I would have gotten that wrong on a test. Let me think of what it is. Syracuse?
Not Syracuse.
It's Albany.
Huh.
How ridiculous is that? And there's a lot of states that applies to, but I just picked the most glaringly obvious. Mm-hmm. That's fucking bullshit.
I think it's because New York has enough going on. You know what I mean? They're like, we're kind of busy. Can you, like, take this somewhere else?
They're like, you know what? Let's just handle all the actual stuff somewhere else where the shit show's not already happening.
Just like
What's another state?
Like, the capital of Florida is Tallahassee. What's going on in Tallahassee? Yeah. Nothing.
You would have thought that. You would have thought five other cities before Tallahassee.
Yeah, I would.
There you go.
And I can. Here's a good one. Fentanyl being pronounced fentanyl and not fentanyl. Don't you just want to say fentanyl?
You know,
not really.
When I was thinking of my list, I was thinking, what are the things that are minorly annoying on my day to day that I think of? And I'm like, fuck, why is it like that? That is not one of them.
But is your instinct not to pronounce it fentanyl? I think everyone does say fentanyl. Nobody walks around saying fentanyl. Fentanyl.
I don't think so.
I think the N just gets kind of lost when you say fentanyl.
Dude, you do not say it like that. That was dramatic.
I also don't say fentanyl a lot.
Why? How do you order it?
You're happy with your list, aren't you?
Am I zero for what, like three or four right now?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I've got another good one to save you.
Okay.
Walking, burning the same amount of calories as running the same distance.
Oh, so. Well, no, that's not accurate. If I run a mile and I walk a mile, I'm going to burn more calories running.
Okay. Technically, yes, but minorly. Like only a tiny bit. You would think that by running a mile versus walking a mile, you would burn like twice as many calories.
You do.
It's like a 10%. No, you don't.
How slow are you running?
No. This is a fact. I need you to look this up.
I'm gonna believe you because you went to Georgia Tech that I'm like, okay, I'm like more inclined to be like, you know what, whatever.
He's crunched the numbers on this already. Wait, hold on. But I think it has a lot to do with your arm flail. Because if you're running, your arms are woof, woof, woof. But if you're walking, they just stick by your side. That's a lot more movement. You're going to burn more calories, yeah?
I mean, I guess technically, this is just like one of those like physiological facts that you've always been told. Obviously, from like a cardio standpoint, it's different. But the difference is much smaller than you would think between walking a mile versus running a mile. It says that walking a mile burns roughly 80 to 90% of the calories that running a mile does, which is ridiculous because you'd think that it'd be at least like twice as much.
Okay. All right. You know what? I'll let you have it. You win this round, buddy. I just can't do math. All right, here's one. Bathroom sink not being low and in front of the toilet so you can sit while you brush your teeth.
I feel like we're getting this wrong. I feel like we're answering two different prompts.
I do too.
You know what I mean?
Well, I think we're just really getting into the brain of Mikey of the things that drive him nuts versus the thing that drive the normal person nuts.
To me, that's a robbery. They could have done that. They could have made that the standard. They didn't. They made it pretty, like, you can't even look at yourself in the mirror while you're on the toilet. It doesn't really make sense to me.
But not every toilet is facing the sink.
No toilets are facing the sink in my experience. Actually, some toilets are, but... For the most part.
You're saying you want the sink to be eye level with you you're sitting on the toilet.
Well, that's just like best case scenario.
No.
No. Disagree.
You want to have your mouth open while you're taking a shit?
Yeah.
I want to, I think my fentanyl one counts, and I'll take losses on everything else.
Okay, sure.
Whatever. Yeah. What sounds good.
I have a couple more. Do you have more?
Yeah, I've got more.
Hit me.
How about when a nap makes you more tired?
Oh, yeah. That's so true.
Dang it.
That's fucked up. You slept more, therefore you should be rested more. And then when you wake up and you feel like cranky and groggy, even though you were already kind of like that before,
or when you got worst. When you got like more sleep than you usually do, and you wake up and you're like, feel worse. Tired. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, here's
that's a robbery.
That's a really good one. How about the whenever you were old, I mean whenever you were young whenever you were younger and you would be like you would accidentally almost stay up all night and you have something to do in the morning. So you're up at 4 a.m. you have something to do at 7. Do you subscribe to the thought that it's best to not go to sleep, or is it better to take really?
It is always better to sleep even a little bit than it is for you to stay up the entire night.
Totally.
I am a firm believer in that. The amount of times in college, especially, where I would be like studying really late at night and people would be like, oh, well, it's already 4 a.m. and like we may as well stay up all night. I would always go back and sleep for 2 hours if I could.
That's what the what do the Marines say? Like take a 5-minute nap or something helps.
Yeah.
I don't trust it.
No.
Those guys don't know what they're doing. All right. Okay. All right. Here's an all-timer for me. This one is going to get you. Best one I have. Not naming animals based on the noises they make. A cow should be a moo. A chicken should be a cockle-doodle-doo. And now everybody in the world can talk about animals together.
You know that different languages and cultures, their animals make different noises.
Get out. You're saying a cow sounds different in China?
No. Like not the animal itself makes a different noise. It's the onomatopoeia that's used to describe the noise is different in different cultures.
Can you give us an example, Jackson?
No.
Yeah, I don't know if I believe this.
Yeah, like what does a rooster sound like in Indonesia?
And I think we could all, if the cow makes the same noise, we could all at least get on the same page about that. Like, all right, it says moo. It does not say,
Yeah, a pig in German says grunz.
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 A rooster says cock-a-doodle-doo, but in French it says cocorico.
There's not been a rooster of... any time ever that said cocorico.
In Italian, it says chichirichichi.
They literally say cock-a-doodle-doo. Like I've heard a rooster.
A dog says woof or bow wow, apparently in English. And in Japanese, it says wan wan.
Wait, we say bow wow?
Yeah, bow wow.
Bow wow.
You've heard of that? I've never heard bow wow.
Bow wow.
Heard bow wow wow yippee yo yippee yay.
Or woof.
All right. So That one sucks then. Dang it. This is crazy. I've been so excited about doing this.
You have been.
Oh, my God. All right. Do you have another or no?
How about the popcorn button on your microwave not working at all as its intended purpose?
Yeah, I guess it kind of makes sense because every popcorn formulation is a little bit different.
Right. So why have a designated button for something that has too many variables for it?
So well, this true.
This is my first microwave where it doesn't make
popcorn.
Doesn't make perfect popcorn.
So yours doesn't. Currently,
no, it does not. Now it doesn't make enough popcorn, but every other microwave I've ever had made good popcorn.
No, I never used the popcorn button because it either burns it or it makes way too little.
You know what's crazy, and I'll add on to this. So I have one about robberies. Is I think instead of calling certain household items by their name, we should call them by the sounds that they make. So I think for the most, we should call it a.
I like that.
So there's and the stove is called a.
Yeah, I like that actually. Good thinking, Abby.
Now
the
we're
spray
on
bottle
something.
Is called the. That wasn't a great impression.
And then the refrigerator can be called Big Back, Big Back. Shut the door.
Yeah, get out of here. You've already been here 12 times in the last hour.
Go to something else.
Wait, is it your turn?
No, I just went. Mine was popcorn.
Oh, yeah. All right. I'm not sure if you guys are going to roll with this one. Calling them clothes instead of cloths. So much easier to say.
Okay, you had me until it's so much easier to say.
It is. Clothes. I always have trouble with clothes. Cloths. Get your cloths. We're going. Get your clothes. We're going.
You know, I'm realizing a lot of your things are about the pronunciation of things.
I might have had my head in a certain headspace.
Mikey's like, I didn't like learning the English language, so as dictator, I'm just going to change everything.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure this is how World War III gets started. It's just my
so fear. Now, are you telling me that clothes is easier to say than cloths? Is that what you're sitting there and saying to me right now?
I thought you were onto something because, like, clothes are made of cloth a lot of... I guess they're not really made of cloth. It's just, like, a cloth material.
Yeah, that's...
That's where I thought you were going with that. Not based on the pronunciation.
That's polyester erasure.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could call them cottons. We could call them cloths. We could call them velvets. It's not bad. Do you have any more?
Let's see. Oh, this is one that's always kind of drove me nuts. This has to do with tier lists, okay? You know when people rank things?
Yeah.
One, that S is above A. Why did S all of a sudden just get a spot?
It's super. Is that not what it stands for?
What does A stand for?
A?
Or B? Or C?
B, C. Like, those are just, like, grading letters. Like, super is, like, as good as... It might not be super. It might be supreme. I don't know. But it's the best you can get. It's above A.
Okay, sure. And then why do we skip E and go to F?
Because you don't get an F... You don't get an E on a paper. Oh, you're saying in grading in general.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking tier list, but this also has to do with grades. It just doesn't make as much sense because grades don't have an S.
Well, it's because E is excellent. Abby's completely tuned out. She's sick of this.
If E is excellent, then what is B? Okay.
We gotta pivot. Mentally, I feel like I'm losing brain cells.
A, B, C, D, and F are all grading things. E is excellent. S is super. What do you not get, man?
All right. You know what? Fine.
Okay.
We got to pivot.
I have one more that absolutely cannot miss. This is textbook robbery.
Why do we call colors by their names, and why don't we call them by the feelings that we feel when we see them? For example, why don't we look at the color red and go, ah!
I could get down.
She's on to something. She's on to something.
I'm not going to stand for this disrespect. You're about to get fired again.
I'm off the payroll. Proceed.
We're going to have to block you. All right. Here's a solid one right here. A ruler is actually more than 12 inches.
What?
You know, you see the lines on a ruler. It has some more space outside.
I'm really trying. I'm really
no,
trying.
No, a ruler is a foot.
No. Yeah, 12 inches is a foot.
Yeah, and a ruler is 12 inches.
Watch this.
What Mikey's
Watch
trying
this,
to say.
Big stupid well, idiot.
What Mikey's trying to say here, he's like, it's not really 5.5 inches. I swear it's more. It's more.
I swear.
Damn it, I clicked on the sponsored product. Hold on.
There's extra inches on the inches.
Oh, wait, yeah, so I'm on. Look, all right. I keep on clicking on some. Is there not a picture of a ruler on the internet? Hold on, everybody.
Yeah, and it's a foot long.
Look at this. They're all sponsored. Am I shopping for a ruler, maybe? Oh, my God. You're not going to be able to see that. Check out a ruler. Before zero. So you know where the first line starts. It's a long line, yeah?
Yeah.
Right zero. Before that, there's a piece of space. They should have just started it at the first line. That's where the product should begin. Why is there extra plastic before the zero? Why is there extra plastic after the 12?
Well, you just measure between the two lines. Like, that's the...
There's
like,
some rulers that do that, I think. But most rulers are just a foot.
Yeah.
Okay, a couple of freaking ruler experts on my podcast.
Here's what I will give you, though. How did someone come up with the inch? And how did they mainstream that? You know what I mean? Like, in the early days when they were, like, creating rulers and shit, like, how... There's no way that all the inches were the same inches. Do you know what I mean?
This applies for the entire metric system versus our imperial system way of measuring everything. Temperature, volume, length, all that kind of stuff. We're doing it in a really weird backwards
No, I
way.
Get what you're saying, Abby. Before they could mass produce something, like, how did you know you're actually holding 12 inches? I know.
I would know.
Like, it's eight inches, for sure. Like.
Oh, now that's 12. No, that's 12 inches.
Now that's 12.
All right, ain't no arguing that.
You're going to look at this and tell me this isn't 12 inches?
God damn it.
I don't know. Good question. I'll get you a history book on it, I guess.
Yeah. Someone leave us a comment. Let us know.
All right. Switching gears, I think they're going to burn down my apartment.
What?
Yeah. How's that? How's that for a tease?
Who
Abby,
is
Abby just never could get a hold of a tease like that.
Can you tell me who they is?
The people who own it.
Oh, this is a conspiracy.
Oh, yeah. And it's okay. Not actually mine. Well, I wonder if I can get sued for this. Allegedly. Is that enough to cover me throughout the rest of the story?
I think safe. So. I think you're
all right. So this is not actually my theory. This is my girlfriend's, but it's kind of catching on. I thought she was crazy at first, but it's kind of making sense. So all right, I'll start here. Abby, you're going to be very familiar with this kind of life. My fire alarm has been going off twice a day in the middle of the night for 2 months now.
Oh my God. Isn't
every
it the worst?
Every day?
It's crazy. Yes, it's the worst. It's every day, and it's the thing is in my room, and so it's just the loudest thing of all time. You got a dog. He's already deaf. He's fine. But
Isn't your dog
no, we
also
just have
to... like, congestive heart failure. Like, I'm now nervous for my health.
He's getting through it. But yeah, we have to go into the closet and like shut the doors. That's the most quiet place you can find because we used to go outside. And then it's just like, there's nothing happening. Fire department is in zero rush, so you're out there for an hour. So no, you just take your pillows, your blankets, and you go into the closet. Come to find out, our building is owned by a company that just had Trent's sister's friend lived in this other building, owned by the same company, and it burnt down all of her stuff inside, like completely burnt down. Now... What are the chances? This is like a boy who cried wolf situation. They're trying to get us all used to the alarms and be like, I don't know. The alarm's been going off for for a while, we didn't think it was real. And now our apartment's burned down. Okay, here's another piece of evidence.
This is so funny because I had the same conspiracy theories when it was happening. I don't know what my conspiracy was because it would happen at the same time every on the same day. Like it was specifically like Monday nights that it would happen. And I'm like, is this some kind of like scheduled routine, like really fucked up fire drill, or is someone just smoking a lot of weed during Bachelor Monday?
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that you had the same conspiracy, because I didn't think you guys were going to believe this. I don't know. I'm still on the fence about it.
I don't.
Okay, well, here's let me give you one more piece of evidence.
The only thing I don't – I am fully with you because it happens so much that it's like, how is it continuously happening? Like there has to be a greater reason. Like you're trying to establish meaning to it to make it feel less pointless when it happens, but I actually just think it's the sleep deprivation talking. Like we're just all –
Yeah, how technical – I'm sure it's a technical process, but can't somebody figure out why is this going off? Can't we stop it?
You would think. You would think.
All right. Exhibit B, two, or best, is that – all right. I'll actually do this one first. Is they raised apartment insurance like from $100,000 to $300,000, which I believe means that you – are responsible for up to $300,000 worth of stuff, and then they are? Is that how that works?
Wait. The coverage changed?
Yeah.
I don't know. But doesn't that makes it sound like they would be on the hook for more.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. I really haven't thought that part out too well. I'm currently trying to remember the main point I was trying to make, but it's not coming to me fast enough.
Mikey, I lived in your apartment.
Yes, you did. Did it burn down?
A long time ago, but I lived in that same building. No, it didn't burn down, but we had fire alarm issues all the time too.
Really?
But I lived here for... I think it's just the building. I think it's poor maintenance. It's some electrical wiring issue that's a problem. I remember the times where we would all go downstairs and sit out there with three people and wait till the fire department came, and then we just stopped going and would just try to sleep through it.
Yeah.
But I lived here for a year and a half, and it never happened.
I mean, it's definitely odd, and it's super annoying. But yeah, Abby, you had like a stint where it happened a lot, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and I think it was triggered by cold weather or something, because, again, I lived in the apartment complex for 2 years before I started experiencing issues. It was like the last year that I was there that I was like, regardless of if I'm staying in Atlanta or not, I have to get the fuck out of this apartment complex because I'm being woken up in the middle of the night to literal screeching several times a week. And it's freaking my cats out. Like, I'm starting to think like my cat's going to go into cardiac arrest because she thinks that we're getting abducted by aliens.
Yeah. All right. Here's the last piece of evidence. This is the one that actually sells me on it, because I think these damn corporations are so damn greedy. We are in a nice part of Atlanta, in a nice part of Midtown, in the cheapest place that you can ever find. So they could burn this mug to the ground and build a high rise and charge people $3,000 a month to live there. Beat that.
I mean, I guess, but the thing is, your building is not like empty. Like, they have tenants running through it. It's obviously a profitable place to live.
I don't know. It's sometimes weird. It's sometimes like a ghost town. But I understand your skepticism, but I am also at a point where I'm wondering. So we're on the fifth floor. I'm wondering, this is probably getting a little bit too paranoid, but I want a rope long enough to reach the street.
Why don't you get one of those foldable ladders that everyone would have for their places like this? Because
5 floors up, that's going to be a damn lot of ladder.
They have those ones that like collapse down that you can hang off of your balcony.
You think there's going to be one long enough? I don't know. Rope seems pretty badass.
Rope would be cool.
I think that'd be pretty sick.
So would like Spider-Man's webs out of his hands, but I don't know if that's like realistic or ever going to happen. Like I could just see you trying to do like a knot as like the place is trying to burn down. And then all of a sudden, like you try to Rapunzel your way down.
It just instantly.
Hey, I'm a Boy Scout. I went to knot camp. I did. I can do a knot.
I know what a double knot is. I don't even do bunny ears anymore.
I can do Texas knot. So do you guys think they're going to burn my ass to the ground or no?
I think it's possible. I think it is.
Thank you, Abby. If it does burn down to the ground, then I will eat my shoe.
Your shoe?
And my words.
Here's the thing.
Your microphone's going to be all burnt up in a fire. I think that'll be enough.
You guys, like when eventually there's a Netflix documentary about it, we're going to be in it. Everybody wave.
Yeah, I know.
Hi, Netflix.
Chern was like, please talk about it. And then they're going to be like, ah, oh, we can't burn them down anymore.
Then it's like, yeah. I cut to my interview. I'm in like one singular velvet chair with a tissue. And I'm like, Mikey was such a bright star.
You're a whistleblower.
I'm a whistleblower. That I am. But I also am a guy that's about to say, but this company that owns this building, they're good guys. They would never do anything like that. I don't honestly believe that. Don't take my word for it.
Nobody knows where you live.
Don't sue me. They're the only ones who know where I live, so stop listening to this. All right, well, did you guys have fun? Was it a good first episode back?
So fun, you guys. This was the greatest.
Aren't we killing it?
Everyone take in Abby's voice because this is definitely her last time being on this.
Well, she ridiculed too much.
You know when you can take in my voice is every weekday on Unfiltered or is the Magic 99 on
dab. It's all getting bleeped. I'm editing these podcasts now. It's all bleeped. Yeah, well, it's been a good time. Jackson, what do you have to plug?
Nothing. Please keep listening to this. I promise you we're going to have a better structure. Things are going to be on the up and up. We're excited about this. I know that Mikey's excited about this. So
you're saying right now, we're so excited about this. Abby and Rebecca got the fuck off this podcast.
Yeah, which is also why we're so excited about this.
We're so thrilled. Boys Club.
Well, hell, should we have Rebecca on next week, or should we just never let her back on?
Nah.
We'll see.
She's going to be at the movies every Monday.
Oh, damn it. Yeah. What if we get her like a movie pass for every Monday so she can never do the podcast? Nah, I'm kidding. We want her. Well, thank you for listening to another episode of the Personality Hires Podcast. Like it. We'll see if I can get some video out of this, if I can do the controls and do the editing, and we'll see you next week. How's that for an outro? Pretty good?
Pretty good.
All right. Thank you.